The hunt continues in Nevada today for a serial killer who is currently at large. Hear why residents in Carson City aren't really that impressed. And obesity in America. It's the epidemic plaguing the country, but hear how the Surgeon General plans to tackle the problem with a new 20-minute ab workout video. From The Onion and Onion Public Radio, I'm Leslie Price, and this is The Topical. As the old saying goes, there's no news like loud news, so crank that volume and stay with us. Police in Carson City, Nevada are on the hunt for a serial killer that's been terrorizing the city. Even though officials admit that they've so far been pretty unimpressed by the culprit who apparently just shoots his victims. OPR's Remy Berglund has been following the story and joins us now from Carson City. Hello, Remy.
Hi, Leslie. Carson City police are calling this one of the most underwhelming serial killers this city has ever seen. Police Chief Bethany Cordova announced that an eighth victim was found today in what she is calling a chilling yet uncreative rampage across the area. Here she is addressing the media earlier today.
Walking up to members of our community and shooting them to death without doing much else is, to be honest, kind of a snooze fest. But rest assured that we will catch this uninspired individual and bring them to justice.
Wow, and do police have any evidence to go on?
Well, nothing too exciting, mostly just bullet casings.
Yeah.
Police have been unable to find any links between the killings or even a unique calling card that would make him stand out.
So he doesn't take any sort of trophies from the body, like cutting off the tongue or keeping the genitals?
No, nothing. He just shoots them.
That's incredibly disturbing.
Yeah, reporting on this hasn't been easy, and authorities are showing signs of being frustrated as well. Later on in Police Chief Cordova's press conference, she had a message for the killer.
If you're out there listening, you can't run forever. Turn yourself in, or at least shake things up a bit. Like, it would be cool if, and I'm just spitballing here, you took the heads. Oh, or you took the heads and replaced them with doll heads. That would be so fucked up. Whatever you decide, just please use your imagination.
Police sound very determined, but what happens if the killer doesn't heed the chief's message?
Well, Cordova and her team are still holding out hope that after capturing the killer, they'll at least be able to find a freezer somewhere full of chopped up body parts.
Let's hope they do. OPR's Remy Berglund reporting from Carson City. Try not to get too bored out there, Remy.
Ah, too late.
Every day in America, 60 million packages are delivered. But we don't always know what's inside.
He bent down to pick the package up. That's when the device detonated.
Danger is everywhere, and no one is safe in Austin, Texas, as law enforcement hunts a serial bomber for 19 days. From Sony Music Entertainment, Campside Media, and Pegalo Pictures, this is Witnessed. 19 Days. Subscribe on Apple Podcasts to binge all episodes or listen weekly wherever you get your podcasts.
Not every piece of news can be as sexy as an unsolved string of murders, and that's okay because you can just ignore those ones. They're boring. Kind of like these. Here's what else you need to know today. A new study published today has found a direct correlation between getting your hand stuck in a mouse hole while trying to steal its cheese and being an idiot. Researchers at Stanford said they would have published these findings sooner, but the mouse holes turned out to be smaller than expected, and it took them longer than they thought it would to get their hands out. And with more Americans heading out for some fun in the summer sun, the U.S. Department of Recreation is urging some additional consideration, announcing once again that bowling is also always an option. Yeah, we heard you the first time, Department of Recreation. We don't want to go bowling. It sucks. And in entertainment news, my sister just sent me an adorable video of my little nephew Jaden, and he is just hamming it up, singing into the TV remote like it's a microphone while he dances around the living room. Oh man, I think he's going to be a big star someday. If you'd like to see the video for yourself, just text me and I'll send it to you. And that's The Topical for today. I'm Leslie Price. You know, when I was growing up, there were no podcasts, so we had to get a little more creative with how we masturbated out in the woods. We had to use our imagination. What I'm saying is you should be grateful this show exists, and you should show your appreciation by subscribing to The Topical wherever you get your podcast. And be sure to tune in next time when we'll sit down with a neurosurgeon who was lucky enough to turn the hobby he was most passionate about into a career. Lucky guy. All that and more next time on The Topical.